Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move to boost the ease of doing business and ease of living in India, the Parliament has recently passed a landmark bill that is set to decriminalize a whopping 784 provisions across 79 laws, marking a major shift in the country's regulatory philosophy. What makes this significant is that this move is part of the Jan Vishwas framework, a legislative initiative aimed at decriminalizing minor regulatory offenses in Indian law. The philosophy behind this is straightforward: genuine criminals should face the full force of the criminal law, while businesses and individuals who make procedural mistakes should face proportionate civil penalties, not imprisonment. The name, Jan Vishwas, itself, which translates to People's Trust, signals the intent of this initiative to create a governance system premised on trust rather than fear. First, let's understand what the Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 does. This bill amends 784 provisions across 79 central acts administered by 23 ministries, decriminalizing technical and procedural offenses by replacing prison terms with fines, warnings, and improvement notices. The provisions that have been decriminalized fall into two main categories: Category 1, which includes 717 provisions related to the ease of doing business, and Category 2, which includes 67 provisions related to the ease of living. Building on this, the provisions in Category 1 include those related to business-facing laws where imprisonment was previously prescribed for administrative or technical violations, such as failure to file returns within prescribed deadlines, minor documentation lapses under company's law, factory's law, labor codes, non-compliance with periodic reporting requirements, and technical violations of license conditions that cause no harm. Crucially, these are the kinds of violations that can easily trip up small businesses or first-time entrepreneurs who may not have the legal expertise to navigate complex regulatory requirements. It is worth pausing here to note that the provisions in Category 2 affect ordinary citizens in areas like consumer protection, food adulteration, drug and cosmetics documentation, and environmental permits for small establishments. For instance, minor or technical offenses related to consumer protection, such as delayed complaint resolution, will no longer attract criminal penalties. And here is something that surprises many students. The previous regime created a culture of fear among businesses and individuals, where even minor procedural lapses could lead to arrest, harassment by inspectors, and high litigation costs. Now let us turn to the replacement framework that the Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 puts in place. Instead of imprisonment, offenders will face monetary penalties, which will be graduated based on the severity and repeat nature of the offense. They may also receive warnings for first-time minor violations, improvement notices with time-bound compliance windows, or the option to compound their offenses by paying a settlement and closing the matter. This is a significant shift from the previous regime, where even minor violations could lead to criminal penalties. But why does this matter for MSMEs, or micro, small, and medium enterprises? India has an estimated 6.3 crore MSME units, many of which are operated by first-generation entrepreneurs with limited legal knowledge. The previous regime created a culture of fear among these businesses, where even minor procedural lapses could lead to arrest, harassment by inspectors, and high litigation costs. The Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 removes the threat of imprisonment for approximately 784 categories of such violations, significantly improving the compliance environment for MSMEs. Now, let us look at the historical context of regulatory philosophy in India. India's legal framework inherited numerous laws from the colonial era, where criminal enforcement was the default tool of governance. The regulatory system was designed to enforce compliance through fear rather than incentivize voluntary adherence. Post-independence reforms were piecemeal, but key milestones in decriminalization include the Companies Act 2013, which introduced compounding for minor offences, the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code 2016, which introduced civil and administrative resolution over criminal, and the Jan Vishwas Act 2023, which was the first systematic decriminalization exercise. Moving on to the constitutional and procedural context, the Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 is a money bill in character for some provisions but is broadly categorized as an ordinary bill passed by both houses. It amends multiple parent acts through a single legislative instrument, known as omnibus legislation, but does not affect the Indian Penal Code or the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which means that the core of criminal law remains untouched. The bill retains criminal provisions for willful fraud, deliberate evasion, and repeat serious violations, and Parliament's legislative competence extends to union list subjects and concurrent list subjects covered by central acts. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 is relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers polity and governance, as well as GS Paper 3, which covers economy. The bill's focus on regulatory reforms, ease of doing business, and MSME policy makes it a significant topic for both papers. Remember this number: 784 provisions have been decriminalized across 79 laws, which is a key fact to note for your prelims preparation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 decriminalizes 784 provisions across 79 central acts, which are administered by 23 ministries. The bill replaces imprisonment with monetary penalties, warnings, improvement notices, and compounding for minor regulatory offenses. The estimated number of MSME units in India is 6.3 crore, and the bill aims to improve the compliance environment for these businesses. With that background in place, let us look at the main angle for this topic. Decriminalization of minor regulatory offences through the Jan Vishwas framework represents a fundamental reorientation of India's regulatory philosophy. Critically examining this topic requires an understanding of the historical context, the replacement framework, and the implications for MSMEs and the broader economy. In conclusion, the Jan Vishwas Bill 2026 marks a significant shift in India's regulatory philosophy, from a culture of fear to a culture of trust, and has major implications for the ease of doing business, the ease of living, and the growth of MSMEs in the country.